I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. A grand jury report in Pennsylvania has linked over 300 priests to abuse claims and has identified over 1,000 victims. The report was the result of a months-long investigation into the Diocese of Pittsburgh, Scranton, Erie, Harrisburg, Allentown, and Greensburg, and covers over a 70-year period. The report criticizes the conduct of church leaders and officials, saying, quote, the main thing was not to help children, but to avoid scandal. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops issued a joint statement by the president of the conference and the head of their Child Protection Committee in response to the report. The men said the USCCB is, quote, shamed by and sorry for the sins and omissions by Catholic priests and Catholic bishops that led to sexual abuse and caused many people harm. They also stated they're committed to working on ways to make sure it doesn't happen, to be transparent, and to remove offenders from ministry. The death toll from the highway bridge collapse in Italy has risen to 39 people. While investigators continue to look for what caused the bridge to collapse, engineering experts stated that corrosion and weather may have been factors. Built in 1967, the bridge was due for an upgrade and had not been designed to cater to as much traffic as it does. Meanwhile, in England, following yesterday's vehicle attack near the Houses of Parliament, British authorities are considering turning the entire area around Parliament into a pedestrian-only zone to prevent any more vehicle attacks. The driver of the car, 29-year-old Salih Khadr, was arrested at the scene and charged with terrorism, although authorities stated he's also suspected of attempted murder. They also said Khadr drove around the area near Parliament for an hour and a half before crashing into pedestrians. Turkey announced that it will be imposing $533 million of tariffs on certain U.S. imports, including rice, cars, alcohol, and coal. The tariffs on cars and alcohol will be doubled, bringing them to 120% and 140%, respectively. The amount of tariffs is considered small and more of a way of making a political point due to the fact that it will likely not have much of a negative effect on U.S. companies. The announcement escalates a tense trade war that has already caused Turkey's currency to fall in value. The Rwandan Catholic Bishops' Conference has asked the country's president to maintain religious rights. Their plea comes after the government closed thousands of churches and mosques. Government officials defended the closings, saying they were for health and safety issues, including a lack of toilets and paved access roads. The Secretary General of the Rwandan Bishops' Conference said that while it is good to take steps to protect people's safety, the situation was badly handled and there was no explanation given as to why the houses of worship were closed. A church representative is in talks with government officials to rectify the situation. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.